In 2016, the Houston Texans tight ends turned in the finest performance as a group in franchise history. Mark Vandermeer, are they going to do better or worse in 2017?
Well, when you say worse, it sounds like, oh, they're having a bad year. I don't think they'll do as much, Drew, because I think it'll be spread around. The pass-catching stats with the wide receivers and everything, so the numbers go down a little bit maybe, but the productivity collectively goes up with the entire offense.
Yeah, and to be clear, it's yards and receptions that they set records as a group. I'm with you. I think the numbers, statistically, probably dip a little bit.
Right.
But I think yards per catch probably goes up. Yeah, I think they're going to be more explosive this time around.
Yards per catch, and also how about touchdown receptions?
Yep, yep.
I mean, this team as a whole, you know, you had Brock Osweiler throwing 15 touchdowns last year. That's not going to cut it. You want to throw 25 to 30 touchdowns minimum in this offense. You know that's what Bill O'Brien's looking for. It's going to mean so much to this team. So the tight ends will factor in big. It's just great to know that they've done it. I was talking to Ryan Griffin on the practice field this year. He said, we always knew we could do it in this particular system with Bill O'Brien. We just hadn't done it. Now they've done it. Let's see them do it again or do something similar, and let's up the production of the wide receiver crew along with that. Then you got something really special.
Yeah, and I think that's a key point you make, because I do think the numbers from Hopkins, from Fuller, from Miller going to rise, which if that happens, you're likely going to see the numbers dip from the other trio of Griffin, Fedorowicz, and Anderson. And I think Anderson's numbers, you know, take a little chunk out of what Fedorowicz and Griffin do.
That's a good point, because he's much more of a pure receiving type of tight end, and he looked real smooth out here in OTAs.
Sure.
You know, Griffin and Fedorowicz do their thing. You're right, maybe a few less for Fedorowicz and Griffin, a few more for Anderson, but as a group, maybe not as many as last year, which, as you said, was the best tight end group performance in the history of the franchise. Now, you might look back on the stats and everything. You'll see James Casey doing some things back in the day, but he was a fullback as his career progressed.
No doubt. All right, I can't wait for tight ends. Can you?